let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America, Stephen Suazo, has been called an American thinker who uses history and context to help answer big questions on American culture. In his latest book, Civil Strife, United States Affairs, he pieces together the American psyche by comparing historical notes, anecdotes, public documents, and the American Constitution. Stephen calls himself an industrial reject. He uses his formal education background and time as an unconventional social science researcher in the fields of philosophy, Western and Eastern religions, anthropology, applied sociology, and operant psychological conditioning. Stephen is the author of We Know Who God Is, Country Free USA, and Health 2, Take Action. Stephen Suazo, author of Civil Strife, United States Affairs, featured, by the way, at this summer's Book Expo Plus, BookCon 2019 in New York City. And he's our guest on This Week in America. Stephen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
All right, Rick. Glad to be with you.
Looking forward to this conversation. Let's start off with the title, Civil Strife, United States Affairs. Explain the meaning of the title of your book.
Yeah, Civil Strife zeroes in on the struggles an individual goes through in American society for his or her self-actualization and the contingencies of the contingencies that he or she must deal with.
It's a fascinating concept in Stephen's book, and the last name is Suazo. The book is available, of course, at Amazon. You can click on directly to Stephen's Amazon link by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the inspiration for the book, and then we'll talk about some of the contents of the book. But the inspiration, I know this is an idea that you've looked into for a number of years. How did it go from this idea, this study of yours, to actually writing this book?
There's several inspiration, and one of the things that inspired me was the merger of the media with political ideas, ideology, through the Obama administration, and the kind of rule that we were subjected to during that time period, and specifically after the year 2000.
You know, it's interesting, and it sparked the book Civil Strife, United States Affairs. Stephen Warren Suazo is the author and our guest on the program. The subtitle of the book is Basic Assumptions of Trust, Paradox, and Contradictions, Presidents, Politics, and Other Personalities of Real Interest that Stand the Ground. The book is Civil Strife, United States Affairs. Let's talk about some of the personalities in the news. A controversial president of the United States in the news every day for one reason or another. What are your thoughts on the current president?
The current president, I deem him to be the new father, the new model father of America. Since he's got the spunk of Andrew Jackson, George Washington, FDR, Teddy Roosevelt, and the freeing of the unfree, something like Abe Lincoln.
Yes. Okay.
He has that kind of charisma in him, and ever since old man George Bush Senior. He was my icon as the model father of America. And for younger kids today, Donald Trump is the guy. I don't need a father figure. I'm father enough.
Some others may be looking for it, but you don't need a father figure anymore in your life.
But you have younger generations, you know, who need a model.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Where they could model their lives as in their growth. You know, there was a guy, there was a stand-up guy. There was, you know, very outstanding, withstood all the antagonisms, the adversity that no other man in the world we have representing us in our time has withstood. So he, you know, he's a legend of sorts.
Yes, and I'm in that category as you. My life is modeled already. It's not going to make a whole lot of difference who's in there for me anymore. How do you, yeah. you deal with national security? And I find that interesting. Talk about your thoughts on that, and where should the focus be? Because it's something that's becoming more and more prominent in the news these days.
The national security is really preponderant in each individual and how he or she conduct their affairs. The various roles we must play to get where we want to go, and how and when we take that up, we must make sure that our relationship with just about every other person be just.
Yes.
And as such, and by doing so too, we have to maintain eternal vigilance. It is demanded of every one of us in upholding and maintaining our health and the peace around us, prevailing peace around us.
With us on the program, Stephen Swazo, that's S-W-A-Z-O, author of the book Civil Strife, United States Affairs, a unique historical perspective, and a lot of the issues that we're dealing with on an ongoing basis here in the country and people are dealing with throughout the world. Some interesting thoughts on education as well. Share some of those with us, because it really sort of puts things in a historical perspective as you're outlining your thoughts in the book.
Yes, I view education as something compulsory. And education is continuous self-discovery and self-mastery. Doing research by picking up a book to read out of curiosity or to fill the vacuum of the idle brain with something worthwhile or intellectually stimulating, we are still moving forward, and by doing so, we discover keys to unlock our imprisoned minds. We find keys to unlock doors that were where our mind were imprisoned or misled. And this is how I feel about education. It must be continuous, you know?
Yes. Yeah, so often we think once we leave a formal educational setting, a school, that education stops.
Yeah, education doesn't stop there.
Yes.
It's a never end. It's till we die if we're interested in living well.
Yeah, and I get the impression in reading Civil Strife, United States Affairs, each day is a new experience for you. It's a chance for thinking again. It's a chance for research, isn't it?
Like every day is like commencement day, man. The
yes.
way it is.
Yes. Just when you think you know it all, the next day comes and you put things a little better in perspective.
Yes, sir. That's the way it is.
Stephen Swazo, our guest, Civil Strife, United States Affairs, his book available at Amazon. Let's talk about something that's, again, been in the news, and that's what's so interesting about the book. You deal with topics that we're all talking about every day, and that's race, not only in the United States, but the world race as well. What are some of your thoughts on race?
Well, the word race emerged from, if you could recall, Darwin's Origin of Species. That's my background for the word race.
Yes.
And Darwin used this word race to a dog. Is a race. A cat is a different race. A mule is a different race. Humans are a different race. And so, the word race, it is the most meaningless, exploited word in American social and political relations. Because it obscures our oneness and humanness as a species. Now, we use the word ethnic group. We're really on target, and we can also individuate. We should also individuate. So, but race itself, this word should be discouraged from in all aspect of use, unless you're referring to the species as one. You're talking about whatever person as a human being rather than his or her ethnicity. If you want to emphasize ethnicity, fine. We have classification for ethnicity here in the United States. Some of them, the first one I defy is a black person being called African American. I wasn't born nowhere in goddamn Africa.
Yes.
I was born here in the United States.
Yep.
You know?
No, exactly. What you're talking
so
about.
It confuses identity. The identity problem, the whole race problem, it should be dropped altogether. And if we're talking about race, we're talking about a species. And we are all one species. So I discourage the use of the word race and harp on Darwin's Origin of Species, referring to us as our oneness and humanness.
What about white supremacists? That's something that has, and again, so much of what you deal with in your book, Civil Strife, United States Affairs, are issues that we're reading about and hearing about every day. White supremacists, what are your thoughts on that group?
Okay. As far as white supremacists are concerned, they are no different than black, brown, or yellow supremacists, who happens to be everywhere in our society, but are not regarded as such. Their carrying on is socially acceptable. These people have hang-ups big time, inferiority complexes, hopelessness, chronic alienation from mainstream society, and the lack of meaning in their social lives. One way of solving this problem is to merge themselves with a grouping that satisfies their hunger for wholeness. And this is what whatever supremacists, because an ethnocentric group always believe itself to be superior to any other group. So this is my feelings about this, whatever supremacists might crap up, whether regarded, noted as such or not, but they're with us in our, on our TV program,
yes,
day in, day
yes
out. But we don't regard them as such, unless you could see through the. It takes a very keen mind, to see through what is being presented to us. And the world of vision and theater disguise that pretty much. That our hypnosis are really there. That's where we're hypnotized.
Well, you have a keen mind, and you're sharing your thoughts in the book Civil Strife, United States Affairs, Stephen Swazo. That's Swazo. The book is available at Amazon. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk about citizens on the run as well. Give us some of your thoughts on that.
Okay, these are citizens who generally live on surplus income, such as inheritance, court settlements, winnings, and so on. It is a category of loose-knit people with no particular political affiliation. They do and use anybody and anything indiscriminately as they go about their daily social lives. They're basically nomadic, politically ignorant, and or generally liberal or Democrats, and can survive off popular notions. They're really not critical about the proliferation of solid or meaningful information unless it directly pertains to their particular ways of social life. In fact, they are ready to make a joke about anything serious that doesn't pertain to them. They can be really frustrating people if you're trying to get anything done.
Yes, Yes. Stephen Zweisel with us on the program, a unique perspective, a man of great thought, little words. So if you read the book, it's not like it's going to go on forever. It gets right to the point with salient points as well. And suddenly you stop and you're going through in your mind what you just read. And it gives you a different perspective, a different outlook, a different opinion on many things. There are so many people, citizens, that live on the edge of homelessness in our society today. Any thoughts on those people?
I think this topic is going on right now, and it's been exhausted rather than start doing the work of building. Government and private industry should come together and do something like an FDR with a housing housing thing, and because the situation is endemic of it's predicated on the economic situation, because the average person who has a job, typically, I think these days, does not, that job, the tenure for that job is no longer than 2 or 3 years, whereby years ago, tenures were, when the economy was steady, stable, you could get tenure for a good 7 or 10 years. That's not available anymore. And with that, the price of rent keeps going up. There's no rent stabilization for, say, 5 or 6 years, that kind of thing. It races ahead of the economy, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not proportionately going up together. And then there's the wage. People want dramatic wage increase from $10 an hour to $20 an hour, or $100, whatever they want. And that's not working. There's all kinds of promises by Bernie Sanders and the Democrats about, and what's the other lady here? Warren.
Oh, Elizabeth Warren, yes.
Yeah, and those are just fantasies about the social reality of the ups and downs of the working man and him being in the job market, him in the job market there, and its flow there. So, and the typical, and the situation I define or describe in my book is gives you a good load of it.
It does. It brings it home in a very clear manner. The book is Civil Strife, United States Affairs by Stephen Zweisel, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. Something that we read about on an ongoing basis is enemies of the nation. who exactly are the enemies of our nation of people?
Our homebred Russians. Okay. Countrymen and women, media personnel, right now, really, it's media personnel who do not subscribe to enduring principles of our Constitution, but deliberately play on and pander for public attention.
Yes.
No matter what. The Democrats and mass media have merged, and this is our real problem here, how to entangle that web. How to get these people back to their grassroots and, talk straight rather than twist whatever things Donald Trump might say that is straight, or any other person for that matter, to suit and satisfy them. They've even changed the use of words now. Have since Comey and his, the use of words as a key manipulating strategy there, when Comey tried to exonerate, what's her name, Hillary Clinton?
Oh, Hillary Clinton, yes.
Yeah, he used a word there about careless or something like that.
Yes.
Anyways, it came up again with in this trial going on with the Russia investigation there, the play on words.
Oh, yes, yes.
To redefine the meanings that we actually learn that was well standardized by 1980 in any Webster's dictionary, as far as I can see.
Well, yeah, and I guess they think if they say it enough, we're going to suddenly change our definition and go with whatever it appears to be is the new definition that we hear at the time. A minute or so left in the program. Are there any television programs you watch? Is there anything you watch to pick up new concepts, new ideas?
Well, Rick, since 1985, somewhere around there, I watch no TV other than seasonal NFL games.
Mm,
so that's
okay.
Been a good 35 years now. I can't deal with the phoniness, and I just can't deal with propaganda. It's just too heavy for me.
Well, a clear thinker who's given up television. I wonder if there's a connection there between the two. Stephen Suazo, again, that's Swazo. He's been called an American thinker who uses history and context to help answer big questions of American culture, as you just heard over the course of the last 20 minutes or so. The book is Civil Strife, United States Affairs. Stephen also has written several other books that are available as well. You find all of those at Amazon. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. Stephen, it's been an eye-opening pleasure to have you with us on the program today. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Hopefully, we'll have a chance to do this again. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much, Rick. I'm looking forward to another session or whatever it is that we might have to do.
Well, yes, there's so much more that we can cover. It's an excellent book, Civil Strife, United States Affairs. Stephen Suazo, our guest and the author. More, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.